Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And this is one of the last items that we are going to be putting up on our store, at least until the new year. We are about to hit Christmas in a week. And toward the end of the year, we always try to close out our store and everything that we have left on it for tax purposes. So normally we don't put any new things up usually in the month of December, and then we start putting new things back up on the store in January. But I did get a special purchase in on a few of these, so I did want to put these up. And what this is the Klipsch Bluetooth True Wireless Earbuds. Now, these are the T5 2s, so T5 is the model, and then they're the second version of the T5. These are true wireless earbuds, really nice earbuds. Now, if you guys, maybe a lot of you know, maybe some of you don't, Klipsch is a really, really good brand of sound speakers. They've been making speakers forever, and they are owned now by Harman Kardon, which also owns JBL and all that. So Klipsch is a really, really good brand. This is a pair of true wireless Bluetooth earbuds. Now, the first thing that I have to say that I absolutely love about these is the case. The case on these is a charging case. It's a wireless charging case. It's solid stainless steel. So this is a solid stainless steel, really, really nice case that the earbuds store in. So love the case on this. It kind of opens up like a Zippo lighter. That's why you can hear me playing with it in the background here. It opens up, flips open at the end rather than hinges open from the front or the back. So kind of a neat design there. Now, these do charge with USB-C, which is nice. So the case does have a USB-C port on it. It also has wireless charging on the bottom. So where the rubber big foot is on the bottom, or the rubber, whatever you call that, foot, let's see, rubber bottom. So that whole part has the rubber where if you set it on a table, it's not going to scratch it. It's not going to move around, but it also has wireless charging. So you can set this on a wireless charger and it will charge the earbuds. The case is, so the earbuds are going to give you approximately 8 hours of battery life, and then the case will give you another 24 hours. So basically the case is going to give you another 3 charges. I'm going to go back here to my, I want you guys to hear this. This is my wireless charging pad that beeps when you place them on it. So I'm going to get that so you can hear that. And I'm going to set these in the middle of it and you'll be able to hear it beep. So let me set the computer down. And there it beeped. So there's the wireless charging. Pull it off. Let's do it again. Yep, and there it is, beeping. I don't know if you can hear it. It's kind of faint, but definitely wireless charging in the case, which is nice. So you do get that. So you can charge the case via wireless charging, or you can charge it via USB-C. They do include a USB-C cable in the package. So you can use that, plug it into a computer, charge them up, whatever you want to do. Now, these are going to be noise isolating. They also have the active noise cancellation built into them, which I'll get to here in a minute. But they are noise isolating, so they do have the rubber ear tip. They have a special rubber ear tip, which is kind of cool. You definitely want to make sure you get the right size rubber ear tip, because if you don't, the earbuds will sound really, really bad. But when you get the right ear tip in place and it seals out the sound and seals your ear off, then you will get the sound that you're supposed to get from these. So just know, if you don't get the right size ear tip, the earbuds will not sound good at all. They won't have any bass. They won't sound good at all. So it's very imperative. You want to get an ear tip that's big enough to seal out your ear hole. And they do give you, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different size ear tips in the package. So the ones that are actually on the earbuds when you get them are going to be probably the medium size, and if not, maybe just a little bit smaller than medium. But since you get 6 pairs of ear tips, you basically get 2 sizes of small. So you basically get extra small, small, medium, a little bit larger than medium, and then large. Or maybe it's extra small, small, medium, large, and extra large. So those are your different tips you're going to get. Let's see, extra small, small, medium, large, extra large. Oh, and there's one more. So you're going to get probably like extra small, 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 medium, medium, large, extra large, something like that. So anyway, you get 6 different pairs to choose from. Now, they do fit differently than other earbuds out there as far as the ear tips on them. Because they are a special kind of ear tip, the rubber does not actually go over the ear tip. It has a little flange, kind of like, I guess you call it a flange. That sounds good though. Flange, whatever. It's kind of like Apple's AirPods. That it doesn't, the rubber doesn't stretch over the earpiece. It actually has this little flange that snaps into the earbud. So when you go to put it in, you're going to want to kind of squeeze and turn as you're pushing. And then it snaps into the earbud. And then when you go to pull the earbud off, the ear tip off of the earbud, you will kind of squeeze and pull, and it'll snap off. So it's very, very similar to the AirPods, the AirPods Pro, that do this type of method. So just takes a little getting used to, but once you get used to it, then it's no big deal. But they do snap into the earbud, and then they pop out of the earbud. So that's how the ear tips work. Now, so you get the 6 pairs of ear tips, and then you get the charging cable. And the cable is, let's see if it's C to C or USB to C. The cable is actually going to be, hold on one sec. Let me look here. Well, let me just take it out of the package. So the cable appears to be, let me just do this. I'll open this thing up. Okay, cool. So the cable actually is C to C. Oh, and it's a nice braided nylon cable too, so that's nice. So it's a C to C. I'd say it's probably, let me take the twist tie off. I'm going to guess it's probably 3 feet long or so. Actually, no, it's shorter than that. So cable itself is maybe a little over 1 foot long, so maybe 1.5 feet long. So not super long, but it is a nice braided nylon cable. But they also give you a C to USB standard adapter in there. So if you don't have a USB-C charger at home for a wall charger, or maybe you don't have a computer that has a C on it or whatever, you can use this adapter. Snaps onto any one of the C ends, either one of the C ends, and it will convert that one end into a standard USB plug. So that way you can still use this cable with a standard USB charger or a USB like on a computer. So they give you the cable and they give you the adapter, which is really nice. Okay, so the cable, the adapter, and the 6 pairs of ear tips is what you get in the package. Now, these are going to give you audible and voice feedback. So what that means is when you put them in your ears, it's actually going to audibly speak to you, and there will, the nice clear voice tells you if the battery is full, if it's low, if it's medium, whatever. It will speak to you to tell you the level of the battery. It will also make beep sounds when you press the buttons when you're skipping tracks or whatever. And I also believe that it let's see, does it make a beep sound when you're connected? Hold on a sec, let me check. Okay, cool. So when you put it in your ear for the first time, you're going to hear a tone to let you know that the earbud has turned on. Then you will hear the voice speaking to you to tell you the level of the battery. Then when it actually connects up to your device, it will say device paired. So it gives you some nice voice feedback there. Of course, if you have not paired these up to your device yet, then it will probably say pairing or pairing mode or something like that. So then at that point, you'll go to your settings, you'll go to Bluetooth, you go to the down to the bottom, click on the Clips earbuds, and it will pair them. They do connect pretty quickly. Let's see, turn on quickly. So there's the power tone. There's this voice says full battery. And then there's the device paired button. So they do connect to your device pretty quickly. They have one big button on each earbud. So unlike some of the ones out there now that are touch screen, you know, touch sensitive, whatever, these actually have a button. But the thing is, the button pushes in very easily, so you don't feel like you're shoving this down in your ear every time you go to press the button, which is nice. I've actually had some earbuds that are like that, but this one is not like that. The button actually presses very easy, so you hardly have to push on it at all in order to press the button. Now on the right side with the right earbud, press it once, it's going to play. Press it again, it's going to pause. Press it twice quickly, it's going to skip forward track. Press it three times quickly, it's going to skip back to the start of the song, and then do it three times again and it will go to the previous track. So those are the controls on the right earbud. Also, let me try this real quick. I forgot to check the Siri. Let me do this. So okay, if you hold down on the right button or on the right earbud button, then that will activate your voice assistant, whether it be Siri, whether it be Google Voice, whatever. Hold down on the right button, that will activate it. Let me see if holding down on the left one also does it too. Let me check that. Hold on one second.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Make sure the device is paired. Okay, there we go. All right, let's try this. Okay, holding down on the left earbud button does not do anything. So to activate the voice assistant, Siri, Google Voice, you're going to hold down on the right one. Also, you can use the earbuds independently from each other. You can either use just the left one or just the right one. Now, the left side, the button is going to control the active noise cancellation modes. So these do have built-in active noise cancellation. So if you're on an airplane, if you're on a bus, or if you're just in a crowded environment and you want to block out the noise around you and just hear your music, then you can turn on active noise cancellation. Now with active noise cancellation on, it will use a battery, or will use the battery up just a little bit more, a little faster than with it off. So just be aware of that. These also have a transparency mode. So if you're out and about, you're traveling out, you want to hear the street, you want to hear the traffic or whatever, you can put these in transparency mode, and then you can hear what's going on around you while you have the earbuds in. You can also talk to people while you have the earbuds in, and so on. So pushing the left button on the left earbud actually cycles through the different modes, and it will actually speak to you and tell you active voice cancellation mode. It'll tell you transparency on, transparency off. So if you want to use the earbuds just basically in regular, no active noise cancellation, no transparency, then you can cycle over to where it says transparency off. And then the only sound that it's blocking out is the normal blocking out of the noise isolating ear tips. So that's going to be basically no active noise cancellation or no transparency. That's just going to be normal mode. And then if you do it to auto active noise cancellation, then that actually blocks out more noise than just the noise isolating ear tips. So it will actually implement a type of a mode where it does filter out more noise around you. And then the transparency mode turns on the microphones on the outside of the earbuds and lets you hear everything just like you don't have earbuds in. So you can cycle through those modes just by pressing the button once on the left earbud. And like I said, it will audibly speak to you and tell you what mode you're in, which is really nice. So if it's not audibly speaking to you, then it's audibly giving you a beep or some type of an audible signal. But it does speak several things. And it might also speak when the battery is getting low. I don't know. I haven't run these down yet all the way. But so it does give you nice audible voice feedback and audible feedback. All right. The case, I forgot to mention this solid stainless steel case. It's called gunmetal in color. So what gunmetal is, if you're not familiar, it's a very, very dark blue with kind of a silver sheen to it. So a lot of your like guns, like your firearms and stuff, they have this thing called bluing on them. Some people call them gunmetal, some people call them bluing. So it basically, it's a, looks like metal, but it's kind of a really dark, dark, dark blue with a little silver mixed in. So it's a real pretty color. So the case on these is going to be gunmetal, and the color of the earbuds, I guess, is also gunmetal. But it's a really nice color. Now, the sound of these things are incredible, just what you would expect from Klipsch. They've got an amazing sound to them. These do have a downloadable free app called Klipsch Connect. So I do recommend you downloading that app. That app will work on iOS. They also have it for Google Play or for your Android devices, so you can download it on the Google Play Store. But it will, that app will let you update the firmware in these earbuds. It will let you switch the equalizer out on these. So they do have an equalizer built in, and you can go into the app and you can switch it to some presets like vocal or podcast, or I think rock is one of them, bass is one of them, treble is one of them. You can play around with switching one of those modes on and see which one sounds best. The app also will have some other things in it. The equalizer, it does also give you a way to customize the equalizer. So if you actually want to create your own mode with your own equalizer, you can adjust the different frequencies in there and then save it so it's a custom one. So you can pick from some preset modes that they have, or you can actually do your own custom one. And from what I can tell, most everything in the app is very accessible. Also in the app, you can, let's see what else. There's some other different features in the app. I can't remember some of the other things, but most important is the equalizer. In my opinion, most important is the equalizer and the being able to update the firmware. I will tell you that the test model that I took out of the box did require me to update the firmware right when I got it connected, so I'm guessing most all of yours are going to probably want to upgrade the firmware as well when you open them up and set them up on your device and go into the app. Now, you don't have to use the app with these if you don't want to, but it is recommended because it does give you some nice features that you might not be able to access, you won't be able to access just without the app. So that's up to you if you want to download the app or not, but they do include that on the iOS or Google Play Store, so you can, do more things with your earbuds. Other than that, the sound is incredible. The workmanship on these is incredible. They're very comfortable to wear. They the buttons are easy to press on them. These are Bluetooth. I believe they're Bluetooth 5.0. So these are going to give you your, you know, normal distance from the Bluetooth earbuds or from your device, like 33 feet or that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think that's really about it, guys. Equalizer in the app, the firmware updates, definitely what you want to do, the different controls, just a great sounding pair of earbuds. We got a special buy on these. These are normally $150 retail, and so we did get a special buy on them. We have a few pairs. That's all. We were only able to get very few pair of these, but really nice case, wireless charging case, also charges with USB-C, and then the two wireless earbuds, up to 8-hour battery life, and that might be with active noise cancellation turned off. So if you turn on noise cancellation, it's probably going to drop them to closer to 6 or 7 hours of battery life. But still, that's pretty darn good battery life. That's better than AirPods. These do not have stems. They fit really nice in your ear. And they have some really nice features on them with the active noise cancellation as well as the transparency mode. And I do like the fact you can also put them in normal mode, which is basically no transparency and no active noise cancellation. So really nice earbuds, guys. Brand new in the box. Audible and voice feedback. So very nice there. Get the cable. You get 6 pairs of ear tips to choose from. Really nice pair of true wireless earbuds by Klipsch. You will not be disappointed. But these are brand new in the box. If you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next time.